In the Know is powered by the Minnesota Daily. Listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to In the Know, down the used news.
News.
I'm Mariah King.
And I'm Luke Diamond.
And somebody has had a lot of coffee this evening.
I have. Those were real live sound effects. That didn't even happen on a computer. That was my straight out voice.
We're all so proud of you, Luke.
I was a BFA acting student for 3 years. What can I say? Classically trained. Okay, let's stop focusing on us, because that's not working out for us right
on
now.
Us? That was all you.
Okay.
That was all you.
Whatever. My point still stands. Let's just get to the news this week.
In this week's top headlines, we've got Gopher Chauffeur extending to 7 nights a week.
From how many?
3, Luke.
Oh, wow. So they're doubling their hours.
And then some.
And change.
Quick mental math.
Wow. I'm going to be able to get home from all kinds of crazy, wild nights studying in the library for my classes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Way to cover all your bases in case your professors are listening to this, Luke.
Oh, I hope my professors are listening. Give me extra credit. Also on campus this week, some people are starting to complain that it's taking too long to rename Kauffman Union. And TBH, they kind of have a point. It's taken a long time. I don't know. What do you think?
I just learned that Kauffman, the building, actually resembles a gopher. So I feel like I'm kind of behind the curve on this.
Mariah just lost her right to participate in this conversation. The initiative started in 2017, but the earliest estimates are that it'll be renamed by next spring. So some people aren't happy about that, but we'll see what happens.
Man, if only that could get renamed as quickly as the panels on the Washington Avenue Bridge.
Oh, that was low. That was a low shot. That was funny, though. You get points.
Ba-dum-tsh. Last but certainly not least in our news this week is the fact that campus is getting a dispensary.
Oh, wait. We're getting a that kind of dispensary?
Cosmic Bean Dispensary will soon be opening in Dinkytown, and it will serve coffee and tea made with cannabis oil.
Oh, cannabis oil, which sounds strangely like cannabis. But is not cannabis.
I've never actually heard of the term. Please enlighten me.
Oh, well, let me just refer to my all-authoritative source, dictionary.com. Cannabis oil is a compound that is one of the main constituents of cannabis, but there's no THC. However, it does have mild psychoactive effects.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Okay. This news roundup has been entirely outrageous. Let's jump into the story for this week.
We are sitting here with Nikki Pettersson, week 2.
You thought you got rid of me, but I'm back.
This week, Nikki covered an event related to University of Minnesota.
I did. Not just any event. The world's largest convention for women in engineering.
Can you tell me where we are right now? What's this event?
We are at the Society of Women Engineers National Conference, WE18.
At WE18, the National Conference for the Society of Women Engineers
in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It's a huge nonprofit educational professional group for women in engineering.
So it's basically a conference for women that are a part of the society from all across the nation. They come in and they do professional development seminars, and there's a career fair, and just network and meet a bunch of our sweeple.
We've been career fairing, we've been going to some sessions, we've been going to some panels, we've been looking at quite a few keynote speakers and luncheons, and there's an awards banquet tonight. We're expecting to win quite a few awards.
Keynote speaker definitely was a big inspiration. She kind of encouraged us to push through everything, all of our obstacles that we face, just get up, rise over it, and continue on.
One of the biggest obstacles for women in STEM is representation, and not just in the workforce, but also here on campus.
Well, here at the University of Minnesota, in our College of Science and Engineering, it's 72% male, even though this incoming class has more female students than they've ever had, it's still not very much.
But SWE is trying to change that by recruiting women who are interested in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM for short. women like Sierra Schultz.
So back when I was a junior in high school, actually, I went to the fall outreach event that SWE hosts every fall. And while I was there, I like just connected with so many of the other girls who were attending. We really felt like we belonged there immediately just because, you know, we had students who were already going to the U, and then just talking to each other, doing these fun labs. And I was like, this is it. Like, I want to be part of this group. This is where I want to belong. And so once I got to campus, I joined right away and I was like, this is my group. Like, I love these people. I loved going to the events, and then I was like, I want to keep like pursuing this group, but I also want to help them succeed in their mission.
Sierra currently serves as treasurer for SWE's University of Minnesota chapter and helped get her members to the event.
So then these women get this opportunity to go to the career fair, and it's almost entirely women. I spoke to someone who on the spot got a job offered at Boeing, which is the largest aerospace company in the world.
I was going to ask if that was a plane, but at the risk of sounding stupid, I chose not to.
That's okay. You're not in STEM. You're in journalism.
That's what I'm told.
I spoke to another person who got an internship the same day that she applied, at the same day that the CEO asked her to apply. It's awesome that these women are doing that.
Mad, personally, I've gotten a lot of really amazing interview opportunities with some companies that are even local to here, like Cargill, as well as opportunities that are way far out. You know,
It was pretty wild. It's like kind of one of those things where I've heard like myths about this happening, and I was like, that totally won't happen. Like that, like nobody gets that. But I was sitting at our boutique
table.
Sierra
told us she ran into these recruiters who worked at a company that she would really love to work for. They signed her resume, sent her downstairs, and she ended up getting a job interview on the spot for an internship.
About 15 or 20 minutes, and they came back in with a recruiter and made me an offer for next summer as an intern.
Oh my, so you went from like not knowing anybody at this company to getting a job offer for an internship in like what amount of time?
About less than an hour.
But Sierra said the most important part of the event is how it empowers women.
I mean, one of the big parts of it is that, you know, there's a difference in how in careers, like women and men interact, both in how they're like trying to move up in positions, when you're interacting with your coworkers. Like there's so many things that have been ingrained within us from a young age that like, you know, be polite, don't speak too loudly kind of thing. And so you end up taking a backseat sometimes on accident. And so by having like an organization and conferences where you just have all these sessions and all these like women leaders who are there, and they're reinforcing this idea that that's not right, and that doesn't need to be the way that like it is, and we need to be like speak up and be loud and make sure that young girls are hearing us and hearing us like take on these large positions, and they can see these role models where they want to be us, but also that we have the tools we need to succeed, and that these tools, they're not being like kind of overshadowed by like a bunch of men being in the room. And we love when we see the men who are here, who are affinities, and they're like really kind of working to make build everyone up, but we also need a space where we can kind of be more vulnerable and like ask these questions about how can we get better. And so by having this engineering conference where you bring in tens of thousands of women, I mean, it really just gives us a space to do that.
I think it's really important that everybody's getting a seat at that table, because that's when, you know, the most diverse minds are going to bring the most diverse ideas, and that's where you're going to fix and solve these problems. So when you're championing women in science and technology like this event does, that means that we're getting all of those diverse minds that we wouldn't be able to hear from, you know, just because of the way that engineering has been in the past, and we're out here trying to change that dynamic and, you know, bring the best and brightest and, you know, have everybody have a seat at that table.
And we actually discovered during our interview with Nikki that not every girl has felt like there is a seat for her at that table.
Yeah, I wanted to go into STEM fields. Growing up, I was obsessed with science, all things related. I was kind of a nerdy kid. Not kind of. Who am I kidding? I was a nerdy kid. 100%.
And you're saying was? Like past tense?
I still am a nerdy kid.
Okay, just checking.
You got me there.
Yeah, just trying to keep you honest, because that's what journalists do.
So there's a lot of reasons I didn't go into STEM, because it was going to be harder, and I didn't have any idols in STEM. All the women I knew were in arts and humanities, every single one. Women were teachers, men went into STEM. Like, that's just kind of how it was. So I didn't have any idols. I didn't think it was possible for me, even though I had this interest. I was like, oh, it can be a hobby, but not a career. So it's incredible that these women kind of pushed past that, like, good for them, and they're going and they're pursuing their dreams no matter what the boundaries kind of are.
Influential and stuff, so it kind of makes me proud to be a woman in STEM, and also gives me like a reassurance that I can also do it if all these women can do it too.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.